is a big show.
Different key.
It's a big mass show.
When do we get this one?
I like put this in today. It's the updated version.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. We have seven candidates for big musical slash comedy slash entertainment acts coming to town this week here in the Metroplex. Let's run through the list. We'll vote on which we think is the biggest at the end. All right, candidate number one, Friday night at the Kessler Theater in Oak Cliff, Fastball.
That's a good place to
start. Made up my mind and they started macking.
It is a good place to see a show.
We can hear it. It's okay.
You don't have to sing along. We got it.
Please.
Austin Dudes, right?
Austin Dudes. This made it to number four on the charts, number one on the alt charts.
It's a good song.
I like this.
Kind of throws me into the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the.
I like it.
I think the chorus is really good.
How's the chorus go?
Yeah. We hear it. Don't.
Does it go?
I guess you're just what I needed.
No.
Oh.
I think you made fun of this hook before. In fact, I know you have.
The part that doesn't go with the first part of the song, yeah. Play their other hit song, Jer.
So, this was their only single to really chart, and this album went gold.
That's 100,000 records.
That was 14 years ago. How are they doing financially?
Blaine Kessler. It's a nice little venue. Not big.
Did this song basically make them, or were they needing money a year and a half later?
Oh, I think they were needing money a year and a half later. You know who we ought to talk to about that? I ought to secretly contact the anonymous members of Breakfast at Tiffany's band. They're friends of ours. Deep Blue Something. They could give us a secret anonymous idea as to how much a hit song makes you.
Because you hear stories on one end where, yeah, he had one hit song, but he's been living off that hit song forever.
Like Hugh Grant.
Like Hugh Grant in About a Boy, where he was rich beyond his needs for life, just off of one song that his dad wrote. Then you hear stories, and I always hear from Gordo, no, they didn't make anything. But then I hear from George, these guys make tons just gigging.
Well, gigging is where you make money, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you're not getting lots of gigs unless you have that one hit. So I guess that my question is, does the one hit set them for life because then they can make tons of money gigging? I just have no idea what these bands
make. It is
make.
Confusing. Yeah. I think
it depends on the kind of band, too. You know, what sort of genre is it supported? Like I said, you know, you guys may not have heard of some of the Texas hits, say, of a regional band, but they can tour and do really well. Play over 200 dates a year and make a lot of money.
What we need is secret anonymous members of the old 97s to email us.
They have anonymous bands.
They have a good idea of what people in the music business would make.
Sure.
So they may know how much Fastball would make.
Okay. Let us know.
Off of
Let us hear from you.
By the way, gold is 500,000, not 100,000. So,
yeah, Gordon.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's 100,000?
Silver, I believe.
They had a silver album.
I'd never heard of it before, but that's what I saw on the list. The silver is 100.
Do they have bronze for 50,000?
No, they don't list that.
100,000 is a lot of albums.
Platinum's a million.
So 500,000.
500,000 is gold.
Yeah. It's a lot.
All right, candidate two, also Friday night at the Winspear Opera House, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
All right.
Oh, what a night.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Do we have?
Oh, what a night. Back in
63. You mean the one that Gordon's trying to ruin right now? Such a great song.
I wanted us to do this at Ticketstock.
I wanted us to do this at Ticketstock.
I even learned the bass line and everything.
Why don't we do it this next Ticketstock?
All right. Because you have to sing it.
No, I just do the funny Frankie Valli part. This is a great song. Such a feel-good song.
Isn't it about losing your virgin?
Yeah. They did, They did Grease is the Word, too, right?
Yep.
The only good thing about that movie.
I think just Frankie Valli did.
There's Frankie's funny voice. Great song.
Super gay.
And you know it. It kills you that you love it so much. All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week.
I wonder if I'll play this song.
You see how old he was?
He's got to be in his 70s.
Yeah. 78.
Yikes.
I didn't know he's that old.
Uh-oh, things are getting tense here. Break it down.
This is the part that I always thought George would sing. Maybe too high. Sounds perfect for you.
Okay. That's too high for the job.
That one, maybe. All right, we'll do it.
That's the ribby part.
Yeah, maybe we should have ribby. Maybe George should sing the main part, and you as ribby should sing the high part.
Why me as ribby? Why would
we bring ribby
because
in?
Because we can't get a ribby impersonation.
We could bring ribby in for that. I'm sure we could work that into the budget.
You need to do a fake ribby.
Have him on the phone.
Candidate three.
Oh, I've got a funny feeling.
That Brad Sham. Got to do him this week. Saturday night at the Silver Saloon in Terrell, Pat Green.
Now, that guy makes a lot of money.
You bet.
What do you think he makes a year?
Probably over a million.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. He's Pat Green.
Yeah,
he's had national success and huge regional success. And, yeah, you have him play an arena or a venue, and you're going to pay a bunch of money.
But yet, he's never had a number one hit, has he?
Number one, no. He's been on the national country chart, though. And he ruled Texas for a decade. And in our own way, we're like our own country here musically in a lot of ways.
Buddy suck.
What's that? I couldn't understand.
Yeah, but he suck.
Yeah, but he suck. Is that what you said? No, he doesn't suck. On a silver bird on the tops of the clouds. We've had the honor to play with him twice this year.
Really? After you wronged him, he still allowed you to play with
him? I did wrong him back in 1998 and admitted my ways. I was wrong about Pat Green. He's got greatness. He's on a great live show, too.
Such a great confrontation. Wish we still had that on tape.
So I heard you're a big fan.
It was a good show. I just didn't think you were that great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time ago. All right, candidate number four. This is also Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville.
Yeah, but
Blake Shelton.
Oh, wow. That's a big show. Here, if anything's mentioned about a Friday night or blue jeans or trucks or good old times or
all that
porch sitting or hanging out with your buddies, don't bother telling me what I got coming in the morning. I already know. Okay, right. I got some feel good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl. Uh-oh. Okay, there you go. I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, hit another spot downtown. It's all about tonight, good times and the music and laughing. Hold up. Talking about going out at night, having a good time. Yeah, I see him more as Mr. Miranda Lambert.
Do you?
Yeah. No, he's good.
He's got a good gig on that The Voice.
The Voice, yeah. He's huge now.
Yeah.
Somebody's
done a good job of weaving that with his musical career.
Somebody has got to root five-string basses out of country music.
Why?
I'm just so tired of these bases that bottom out all the time.
He'll be appearing in Thackerville, which is just a few miles away from where he was born in Ada, Oklahoma.
Yeah, ba, ba, ba,
I think they live up there, too. Do they really? I think they're in Oklahoma, yeah. All right.
Is Miranda Lambert hot?
I think so.
Is she the one that has that picture signed right outside our studio?
Yeah.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
She looks like she's 16 in that picture, though.
That was an old picture.
Yeah.
Our Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Bonnie Raitt. Man, how old is she getting these days? I can tell you. 70s? 60s? I would guess 60s.
Let's give them something to talk about.
62.
Why do you destroy every song we play?
What? I was just singing it regular.
That's why. So hopefully she didn't hear George's guess on her age.
High 60s.
70 or high 60s.
Maybe she doesn't look a little older than she really
is. She's struggling a little bit.
I guess 60s back in the 90s. By the way, it's late 60s when you're talking about age, not high 60s. That's temperature.
Right.
You said high 60s.
High 60s or a golf score, you know, high 60s.
She can play decent guitar, can't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she suck.
Uh-oh. She just got dismissed by Danny.
Danny? That's not Danny.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's just random guy who
happens to talk like Danny.
And thinks everybody sucks. Like Danny.
Stoopy.
But anyone that attempts art, save for about three people, it sucks.
Lord. Combo.
Didn't Jared just get on to me for ruining things?
I'm improving.
Get on you for what?
What?
Get on you for what things?
For ruining things.
Okay.
Woo!
All right, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Can't you talk right? Saturday night.
Suck.
Saturday night at Trees. It's the Carnival of Death Tour.
Whoa.
Here you go, Rich. Mm. Featuring Obituary, Broken Hope,
Jeez.
Decrepit Birth, Jungle Rot.
None of this sounds uplifting.
And Encrust. Sad thing is, our program director will be there on the front row, tatted out, bobbing his head up and down.
I don't know one of these bands, by the way. I've heard of, like, Obituary and Decrepit Birth, but I don't know
I've heard
any song.
Birth.
I think Decrepit Birth has shown up on some other festival for this segment.
None of them were really that big. I just wanted to read you the name.
I knew you were going to read it when I saw the list.
Now, this is Obituary's top hit, guy? Slowly We Rot.
Slowly We Rot.
Yes.
Good to slow dance too.
I decided I'm going to get into this music. There is no way.
I'd love for you to show up dressed like 1996 Seinfeld and stand on the front row smiling at everyone.
Good. This is my favorite one.
And applauding after each song. That was a good number. That was a really good number.
You guys are very talented.
I enjoyed that composition.
Let's all give him a big hand.
Oh, the song's over.
I bet it's
mercifully
about to change a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go, Junior.
I'm digging this.
This really is
a bit.
Candidate 7. Biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at the JEXA Pavilion, Florence and the Machine.
Mrs. Brady.
Hey, hey.
Jer, fill us in.
Hey, hey.
Well, they're kind of big. I'm not a big fan of myself.
Pretty good show
description. Lipstick stain.
Big alt man. They're
recording a shower.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do these things.
Breathy female singer.
Little girl. You know, it's the soapy suck.
Stuck still, no turning back.
We got a great ukulele player.
Tiny
Tim. She hid around corners and she hid under beds.
biggest show coming to town this week? Is it candidate number one, Friday night at the Kessler Fastball? Candidate two, Friday at the Windspear, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Candidate three, Friday at the Silver Saloon in Terrell, Pat Green. Candidate four, Friday at the Windstar, Blake Shelton.
Sloopy.
Candidate five, Saturday at the Verizon, Bonnie Raitt. Also candidate stupid. Six, Saturday at Trees, the Carnival of Death Tour.
Well, none of these are impressing.
Candidate seven, Sunday at the Jexa, Florence and the Machine, George.
I'll say Pat Green.
Gordo.
What were they again?
Skip him.
Rich. I do support Except Monday Night at Trees, by the way.
Okay.
Put Your Balls to the Wall is their big hit. But I'll go with Blake Shelton.
Put Your Balls to the Wall.
Chair.
I will go with the Carnival of Death Tour.
Okay.
Whatever.
Fernando.
Frankie Valli.
Jeez.
Man, we're all over the
world. All right. I'm going to go with Blake Shelton.
All right.
So two votes to one to one to one with one
abstention. Never votes.
Blake Shelton, Friday at the Windstar, biggest show.
All right. What's next in Gordo's Corner?
Most offensive tweet ever? Next.